Last November, this strange scenario was presented at a local school board meeting in Gloucester County, Virginia. What if boys pretended to be girls and invaded the girls' bathroom?
You're opening up the door, if you allow this to happen, for other things to go wrong. A young man can come up and say, I'm a girl. I need to use the ladies' rooms now. And they'd be lying through their teeth.
Another parent put it more simply or more anatomically.
My son has boy parts. He does not want to be in the bathroom with people with girl parts.
These parents were talking about 16-year-old transgender student Gavin Grimm and his request to be able to use the boys' room at his local public school. In this audio obtained by our partner, the New York Times, Gavin insists that he's not trying to pull a fast one.
I cannot use the women's room, quite frankly, because I'm not a girl. I understand that it might be hard for some of you to look past biology and XY or XX, but we do know scientifically that this is not a choice. All I want to do is be a normal child and use the restroom in peace, and I have had no problem from students to do that, only from adults.
The regulation of restrooms as a way of enforcing outmoded stereotypes about gender and race is an old story in America. Joining us is Jennifer Levi, who's director of GLAAD's Transgender Rights Project and a professor at Western New England University. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks so much.
And Eli Ehrlich is with us, a 20-year-old rising student at Pitzer College on the West Coast and director of Trans Student Educational Resources. She helped craft California's legislation to prohibit discrimination against transgender students. Eli, welcome.
Hi.
Now, Eli, Gavin Grimm's story sounds familiar to you?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds familiar to a lot of transgender students. I came out as queer and trans when I was 8 years old in the third grade. And like Gavin, I just wanted my identity to be recognized and respected. But my rural Northern California community completely rejected it, and they harassed, assaulted, and isolated me for the next 6 years. And I was not able to use the restroom at school during that whole period. If I had to pee, I had to pretend to be sick and miss class so I could go home.
So you couldn't use either restroom?
No, they didn't allow me to do that. If I went into either of them, I would be called into the office. And if I used, because I'm a transgender woman, if I used the men's restroom, I would face potential assault and criticism from staff. If I used the woman's restroom, I could face suspension and harassment from other students. I was incredibly lucky that my parents became accepting of me when I was 13. They really saw how unhappy I was to not have my gender affirmed and realized that it was time to make a change. And they brought my local community into supporting me. And after that, I realized when I was 16 that I also needed to help make that change around the country. And so I co-founded and became the director of Trans Student Educational Resources.
You say, Eli, let me just back up for a second. You say you came out at 8 years old, right?
That's correct.
But it wasn't until you were 13 that your parents accepted this. That's a long time sitting around in the waiting room having to pee.
Absolutely. Those 6 years were very difficult.
Jennifer Levi, director of GLAAD's Transgender Rights Project and professor at Western New England University, how many communities do you think are grappling with this right now?
The reality is that transgender people live throughout the country and transgender young people exist everywhere. So even communities that don't know that they're grappling with it either are grappling with it or will have to grapple with it. This really is just an issue of non-discrimination and inclusion, and we'll see views change over time.
Now, there are unisex bathrooms for reasons that have to do with all kinds of other issues unrelated to transgender. Although there may be some unisex bathrooms that are transgender as well, it seems to me that we're pretty close to this. This shouldn't be so hard, Jennifer.
Well, I mean, this shouldn't be so hard because a transgender girl is a girl and a transgender boy is a boy, and that student has to be treated like every other student in the school. But the reality is, if you make a student use an isolated, separate restroom, you mark them with a stamp of inferiority and you send a signal to other students that it's okay to treat that young person different than the rest in the school. So, you know, forcing someone to use a separate restroom is also not a solution. But really just accepting students for who they are is, in the long term, the best for everyone.
I've spent a lot of time around the world, and it seems to me in the United States we have a lot more anxiety about restrooms than almost anyone else on planet Earth. Do you think this gets in the way legally of resolving issues like this?
You know, I think over time what we're seeing is courts and legislatures recognizing that we have to extend full protections to transgender people. And I agree with you that the restroom has really been kind of a focal point of concern in lots of civil rights movements. We've seen it in the gay and lesbian civil rights work. We've seen it in racial justice movements. And we've certainly seen it as a focus of discussion around inclusion of women in the workplace and in all areas of life. So, you know, again, you're right. I mean, we've seen spaces change over time. There are unisex restrooms. You know, we see, for example, changing tables for infant changing areas in men's restrooms. And that's been an important step along the way, too.
Eli, when you first had this issue presented to you, obviously there was a biological need to go to the bathroom somewhere, right? Did you have a sense of shock or, I don't know, when you went from one gender bathroom to the other gender bathroom, did you feel as though you belonged in one and clearly not in the other?
I felt incredibly uncomfortable going into the men's room. It did not feel right for me being told I was a gender that I was not. And my middle school didn't even have a unisex restroom. That wasn't an option for me. While we should expand unisex restrooms, we should not be put in restrooms or should not be forced into restrooms that do not conform to our gender identity rather than sex assigned at birth.
Well, this is certainly an issue that is not going to end this year. And it's interesting how both of you have dealt with this. And in your case, Eli, for quite some years now. Eli Ehrlich is a 20-year rising student junior at Pitzer College. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Also, Jennifer Levi is director of GLAAD's Transgender Rights Project and professor at Western New England University. Jennifer, thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.